Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Diana Valoros, award-winning filmmaker, singer, songwriter. I have three brand new songs on Spotify. Please follow me, find out more about me on my website, dianabalwaros.com. Let me know what kind of a topic you wish me to cover. And with that said, I just want to say thank you so much to India. Thank you so much to the world for listening to my show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, United States. I can see that there is an option here on my radio station to find out who's listening. So today I'm going to cover something very important because most people struggle with a lot of things, especially right now during the difficult times we live in, how to make their life a little bit better. And they're trying to find happiness outside themselves, something that I covered last time, last Friday. Please go ahead and download my podcast and listen to it. It's for free. Share it, share it, share it. And if you want to work with me, you can schedule an appointment on my website, or you can let me know by reaching out on Facebook, Instagram, Diana Belwaros, and the same thing with Facebook. So today I want to cover this, how to become a better version of ourselves so we can help others do the same thing with our example. And this is the way to turn things around when it comes to the world we live in, because people are resentful, people are experiencing anxiety and all of these unnecessary feelings because they are not their authentic self. They're not doing the thing that makes them. They're doing everything for money, because I know money is a huge problem, believe me, for me too. And in order for the things to change, we need to do the things we are meant to do here on this earth. The moment we are born, we have a purpose. We just have to find what is our purpose and how we can use this to create life for ourselves. And then things are going to become easier. And then you're going to start glowing. And then you're going to start smiling. And then you're going to live the life the way it should. It doesn't matter what's going on outside of you. It's important to know that it's pivotal to find out who you are. And these things are going to help you feel stronger inside yourself. And today I'm going to read an article for you and kind of inject my thoughts during the reading. And it's called 10 Ways to Become Your Best Self by Elizabeth Perry. So, Jim, your sense of self is ever-changing, not static. There is the person you are at home, which is slightly different from who you are at work or school. And here I just want to say this. Please be yourself. Be yourself in every situation. And like this, you'll be able to find the kind of a job you need to be part of. Because trying to be somebody else is a lot of pressure. And I'm covering this in my book, The Journey of Transformation, which is one of the 500 most inspirational and motivational books in the world. And you can find out about it by Googling the book, The Journey of Transformation by Diana Belwaros, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. There is the person you are at home, which is slightly different from who you are at work or school. How you act and present yourself in public may be quite different from how you are with loved ones. But which one is your best self? You may feel like it's a combination of all those options mentioned above or none of them at all. Learning how to be true to yourself is an age-old struggle. You may feel that your mind, body, and heart tell you to act one way, but society demands you to act differently. But exploring your authentic self can teach you how to be true to yourself in a relationship, to be comfortable in your own skin, and to live the life of your dreams. Putting in the work can be overwhelming, but it's worth it in the long run. That's why we put together these tips on how to be the best version of yourself. What does it mean to be the best version of yourself? Being your best self means living authentically. To be your best self, you need to stay true to yourself and your values. You also need to make sure you're doing what brings you sense of happiness, purpose, and meaning. Being your best self isn't dependent on life being smooth or perfect. It's about what you can control. Also key is the sustainability. You wouldn't want to trade tomorrow for the way you're living today. Being your best self means understanding and unlocking your potential. Tune out unhelpful comments from others in favor of focusing on your needs and setting goals. This mindset applies to school, your career, relationship, health, and personal development. Your best life will be different than someone else's. There is no one right path to living authentically and finding you true north. 10 strategies to help you become the best version of yourself. There are no high school courses titled How to Become the Best Version of Yourself. So it may seem overwhelming to figure out here where to begin to get started. Here are 10 tips to be the best version of yourself. And yes, definitely in school, they don't teach you how to cope in life and what exactly you need. They don't teach you these life skills, which I definitely feel should be number one priority. When you become young adult, when you're in 16, 17, in 18 years old, they should include this. Social studies and how to interact with people and try to find a way to evaluate your personality, which there is Personality and Communication, very amazing book that is going to help you a lot into living your life, finding out who you are, finding out what kind of people you surrounded, and they're introverts, extroverts. These are important things, and you can Google it also. I'm just giving you the tools. Please try to find a way to understand others, because people are not the same. They're so different. And that's why the world is so amazing, but we are the one responsible for making it very difficult. So number one, don't delay. The why. Thinking about running the marathon, register today, eager to pursue that degree, start preparing your application. The first step to doing anything worthwhile is beginning, and while it can be quite challenging to make the initial leap without kicking off the process, you won't get anywhere. Number two, prioritize what matters to you, not others. Really important. Please listen to your intuition, to your inner self. And if you have to leave your family behind for a while until they realize that you have the right to have your own life. If they're nagging you, go to school, do this, be a lawyer, be a doctor, be this, be that, please listen to yourself and try and listen to your intuition. You have a voice inside that's constantly giving you a clue who you are in different situations. You need to find a way to listen to yourself. You know better who you are. You know better what you want. You know better that you are not a doctor. For example, you are an artist. Go and do the things that you're made to do. You never feel fulfilled if you live trying to meet someone else's expectation. Instead, channel your effort and energy towards what matters to you. That maybe your family, travel, or reading a good book regularly was. Only you can determine what's most important to you, happiness and sense of person in life. Spend time around people who encourage you. Please understand that this is very important. It brings all the good traits you have inside out. On the contrary, the negative people who are always telling you who to be, do the opposite, and there is a reason behind, because your body is acting out because you are not the person they want you to be. The only person who should be the boss of your body and mind is you. Don't sweat the small stuff. Unexpected events will undoubtedly arise as you go through life. You will make errors and embrace yourself. That's okay. Learn how from your mistakes and setbacks, and be grateful for the progress you're making. Accept help from others, really important. Please accept, don't be stubborn, because people who have their best interests in mind, they're going to be around you and they're going to try to help you and point you out the way towards who you are. Your pride can hold you back from accepting price and evolving. Try to work against this and accept help rather than denying it. There is no need to travel the road to find your best self alone. Better up, coaches are here. I'm here to help you. Keep you accountable and provide the perspective you need to carry on what the going gets tough. Take a break from social media, really important. Platforms like Twitter, Facebook, sometimes it's giving me, especially right now, heart attack. Honestly, with all the pain and everything that is going on in the world and how people are acting in a really heinous way. And honestly, I don't like any of it, and it's giving me a lot of negative feelings, which impacts me and my life. So please take a break. Read a book, go outside in nature, sit by the sea, by the woods, wherever you live, and try to go inside and listen to your inner voice again, and take a break. Celebrate small victories. I'm telling people the smallest steps are the most important ones compared to the big steps, because they're getting you closer to the place you should be and who you should be. A little things matter. Celebrating even small wins will give you motivation to keep going until you reach your final goal. If you're focusing on one big goal, try splitting it into steps so you can see, don't forget to reward yourself as hit benchmarks and milestones. Yeah, go get an ice cream, watch a movie, go out with positive, empowering people, keep your energy positive and protect yourself with negativity. Being around good people, happy people helps a lot. Physical activity also clears your mind and delivers a rush of oxygen to your tissue that helps the organs work more efficiently. That's absolutely right. And of course, exercise makes a big difference to your long-term health, helping prevent chronic health conditions such as 2 diabetes, high blood pressure. According to Mayo Clinic, your best self is healthy self. Yeah, exercise, exercise, and exercise. This helps a lot. Speak up for yourself. Your opinion is important. Stand up and speak up. It may be nerve-wracking, but the more you practice, the more confident you will feel. Yes, yes, do that. Defend yourself. It doesn't matter who likes you, who doesn't like. People don't like the truth sometimes or most of the times, but this is your truth, and you have the right to share it, and you have the right to express yourself. Don't pile it up inside yourself, because this is like a poison. Embrace failure. In order to experience growth, you will need to get out of your comfort zone. Yeah, if you are going to stay on your comfort zone, you'll be like the hamster on the wheel. The same thing, you're just pedaling and going nowhere. Please get out. Take a leap like you are jumping from a cliff. The same thing, I do this every day. Believe me, it helps a lot. It makes you feel stronger, and it makes you feel more confident at the same time. And confidence is the number one thing that you should have to function properly and to succeed in this society. Failure can be the best teacher if you take time to reflect and do the work to learn from it. Every time you fail, just ask yourself this question: what did I learn from it? And I'm doing this every day, believe me. So there is a lesson behind it, and the universe is not going to give you anything that you don't need in order to move further, and it's always having your back and best interest in mind. Stop looking for shortcuts. These don't exist when it comes to self-improvement. It takes patience, hard work, and period. Yeah, it takes a long time. 3 extra tips to be the best version of yourself. Your values, whether it's family, trust, loyalty, hard work, and kindness. Values are the core of what defines you. Your strength. Everyone has both heart and soft skills and is capable of accomplishing a ton. Focus on developing new strength. The importance of self-compassion. You may feel like you're traveling a completely different direction than others, especially if you're not where you want to be. Take a moment to appreciate what your mind and body do for you. You'll get there. So these are the things I have to share with you, we are almost out of time. Moving forward, learning how to be best version of yourself is a lifelong journey. You'll grow and change at each chapter. Absolutely true. But with these 10 tips, each iteration will be better than the last. It's a lot of work, but your personal growth is worth it. We believe that everyone is capable and deserving of this transformation. We'll help you cultivate and balance that go-getter hustle with smart moves to ensure that the steps you take will sustain your health and happiness. If you're willing to put in the work, we are here to support you. So reach to me. Let me know if you need help with any of these. I'm really good even to find out who you are just by listening to you and my connection with you. I don't work with people who are not ready to change your life, and I can find out the moment that you start talking to me. So I have done a lot of work here in Los Angeles, coached a lot of people, and I have the experience and everything that you need, so I can help you. I have free consultation. Please schedule it on my website or reach to me. And with that said, I want to say that love is the most important feeling in the world. You need to love yourself first so you'll be able to love everybody else. And we're missing love, and that's why the world is in this situation. Please work on yourself, work on yourself, and work on yourself. And the moment you are reaching the point where you feel confident, when you feel like the whole world looks like so amazing and so bright instead of all the way around, you see it through your pink glasses, then you are ready. You're ready to make a change, because every person who becomes the better version of themselves, who are happy, who are smiling, and who are positive, makes a difference in the universe. I love you, love and light. My website is theannabellaross.com. Find my books on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, The Journey of Transformation, The Light Within, full with useful tools and exercises to make you think about yourself and how to change your life. I love you. Until next Friday.